Russian spice latte. This is a whole season and a cup of coffee.
That one sent me to the moon.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the pumpkin latte.
That pumpkin spice latte, or PSL.
And the pumpkin spice latte, have you had it? Holy cow!
No, it's still the summer. We're not discussing this.
It's making the news. Pumpkin spice latte, it's coming back.
Who didn't think it was coming back? It's not like it's brand new. It's been around for so many years. It comes back every fall.
Well, because we're going through the COVID time. They might not bring it back. You don't know. But so now I have something to look forward to.
It's just a flavor. You just go back to where you keep the flavors.
It's not just a flavor.
Grab the pumpkin
one. It's a way of life. And it's the only thing that is positive about 2020 right now.
I guess. Okay, I can see that. It's so funny because everybody was posting today, it was trending on Twitter, that tomorrow is August. And people are like, that means we're this much closer to Halloween. So there's a lot of people just like you that celebrate Halloween all year long and are so thrilled that we're like yet one day closer.
Well, August, that begins Halloween.
Okay. How do you figure exactly? I can see if September, because it's like a month away. So
right.
you're basically 2 months out right now. You're a little more than 2 months out.
Well, I can start. Hold on. I can start breaking out my pumpkins. I can start breaking out more pumpkins because I only have two out right now.
Oh, no. What's wrong? What happened to you? How come only two? Are you okay?
I only have two pumpkins right now. See? See that one? He's all happy.
Yes, I've lived with that one. That's how I know how you're doing. Like most people, you could take their temperature, you could see if they've showered or not, if they've eaten or not. Not you. I gauge you by how many pumpkins are out at one time. Pumpkins and skulls.
Well, see, the sad thing is you think this is the same one you lived with, but this is a different one.
Oh my
this
God.
Is a different one than you lived with. This is a totally the one that you lived with is out there. So this is his brother.
I see. You got a whole family of pumpkins.
Yes. So when August comes, I get to bring all my pumpkins out.
I got to hand it to the people who made those pumpkins that thought they'd be good for like maybe a week or a day. They didn't count on people like you who are going to have them out all year long.
I wonder if there's a date on this thing. I probably had it for 10 years. And that's the greatest thing, because the sad thing is when you get a real pumpkin and you carve it, it's only good for a couple of weeks.
Right.
Then you have to throw it away. But the plastic ones, they stay good forever.
And because you keep them out forever.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why pumpkins don't last long is because most of us only need them for that short period of time. We buy a pumpkin, we carve a face, and when the pumpkin's done and Halloween is done, we're done.
But yeah, so tomorrow I will be in a much better mood because it'll be Halloween time. And I can start counting it down and start watching scary movies and bringing out pumpkins.
Like you do the rest of the year. How's tomorrow going to be any different than the rest of the year?
I don't know. Because pumpkin spice latte, they're talking about it. And it gets me happy.
Yeah, pumpkin spice latte!
Yeah, so tomorrow morning I'm going to wake up.
Yeah, pumpkin spice latte!
You're missing a whole opportunity because the whole idea of pumpkin spice latte, for most people, it comes out around the same time kids go back to school. So they associate those two things and they get excited that both of those things are happening at the same time. You've kind of ruined the beauty of it. It's less special if you start having it in August.
No, it is not. Then you get to enjoy it more. You get to enjoy it for 3 months instead of just one. Have you never had a pumpkin spice latte?
I don't like pumpkin flavor things.
Yeah, pumpkin spice latte.
Wow, I can't stand pumpkin flavor. I like the simplest flavors. Once in a while, if they throw some vanilla in somewhere, I'll have it. But I like things. I like coffee flavored coffee. I like ice cream flavored ice cream. Whatever it is they want to keep throwing. I just want like a beer. I don't need a pumpkin flavored beer. Like, stop flavoring everything with pumpkin.
There are two things that I remember in my life. One was having pumpkin pie ice cream for the first time, where I went, this is bad.
That the gateway drug? Like, you had that and you're like, okay, when people start with drugs, they start with like maybe a cigarette. That was your cigarette.
Right. And I remember back my first Sam Adams beer that I had that and went, oh dear God, this is what people have been talking about their whole life.
You're the only person I know who... You'll get a call from a credit card company and be like, you know, you've reached your limit because you spend so much on pumpkin spice. I mean, I would come home and you would have pumpkin spice cereal, mm-hmm. pumpkin spice mm-hmm. bread, pumpkin mm-hmm. spice, like pick something, things that shouldn't be pumpkin spice, like pumpkin spice pasta.
I had deodorant, pumpkin spice
deodorant. You're the only person mm-hmm. I know that like will run up a credit card.
You just said pumpkin spice cereal. I completely forgot about that. Now I'm all happy.
And I love that every time you left, I took a picture of it and I put it on Facebook and Instagram to shame you. And people were like, that stuff's delicious.